Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, thankful Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yes, no thrashing. We're putting that on hold. We're going to give them a break.
That's right.
Because we have...
You could call it a temporary ceasefire.
Yes. Yes, we'll call it a, what are they trying to call it besides a ceasefire over there? It's
a really bad idea.
A pause. Yeah, but this is a really good idea. So
right.
I'm not so sure is a really good idea. But we have a lot, there's a lot going on in the news cycle. We know that. There's what seems to be a terrorist attack, possibly on one of our border checkpoints. Iranian passport mysteriously just... It was laying there on the ground next to it. Well, it didn't get blown up or burned up. So
Imagine that. How coincidental.
We should make a suit made out of passport material because they never get blown up or burned up or anything. They always seem to survive. So, but anyway, there's a lot in the news cycle. There's a lot of stuff going on with Israel and the ceasefire and all that. But we're going to focus today on Thanksgiving because...
That's right.
We have so much to be thankful for, and it's a biblical principle. It was actually a founding American principle founded by, you know, our pilgrims, their first official Thanksgiving, which took place in October in the way back. You know, our country is actually 500 years old, not the United States officially, you know, Declaration of Independence and all that.
Right.
But... You know, it was 250 years before that of American influence.
Yep.
Developing a Christian enclave.
Yep.
And those people went through quite a bit. The original, we all know the stories about the original pilgrims who came to America, and many of them died, and some got smallpox. And there's some really neat stories there. You know, you might want to take the time to go to PragerU, Prager University, and watch the videos on Thanksgiving and learn the real history of Thanksgiving with your family today before you watch football or anything like that. Really great stuff. But we're going to go back.
Do people still watch football?
It's amazing. There are actually some people who actually are patriots who watch, and I don't mean the football team.
Right,
there are some patriotic Americans who still watch professional sports.
Shocking.
I know, it's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah.
That will make it very interesting psychological study, sociological study. But they've got the addiction. So
good grief.
We still got some work to do, but we are going to go to the Word of God today to talk about the root of thankfulness.
Yep.
And way before the Mayflower or any of that pre-America thankfulness.
Yep.
So we've got plenty to cover here, and we'll get into the word of the day. We have some thankful things going on in the world. We're going to focus on the positive stuff.
That's right.
Some victories there that we want to share with you
that we're extremely thankful to read and hear in the news.
That's right. So you can just sit back and listen to this while you're on your commute to grandma's house for Thanksgiving today.
That's right.
And now we're going to go to the word of the day, our random turning, in just a few moments, but we wanted to start off on this thankful Thanksgiving Thursday with a scripture about thankfulness from 1 Chronicles, King David. So this is 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and I'm going to cover verses 7 through 36. David's Song of Thanksgiving. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek in the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen, and praised the Lord. And that's it.
Amen to that.
Yes.
How wonderful.
Amen and amen.
That's, you know, that is the best, because that just makes me feel good while we're thanking God. You
yes.
know what I mean? That is, it just, it's a good thing that if you, like we've described so many times, that if you are upset, if you are depressed, if you're angry, the fastest way to turn that around 180 degrees instantly is to purposely decide to start thanking God.
Yes.
Thanking God for everything that you can think of that you're thankful for.
Right.
It changes your entire outlook. It changes everything immediately.
Yes.
And so I just absolutely love that. That's probably one of my favorite things, is giving thanks to God.
Yeah.
For all of the wonderful things that he does. And when you're upset or angry or sad, that is actually a product of thanklessness.
Yes.
Right? And so you can change that immediately. And so on a day like today, Thanksgiving.
Right.
How perfect that not only can you be thankful, but it will change your entire mood.
Yes.
It changes your mood to happiness, joyfulness, praise. Everything that comes as a byproduct of being thankful. You're content, right?
Right.
When you're thankful, you're content. You're not coveting. You're not wishing you had something else. You're not feeling lack.
Right.
You're thankful at what you have. And so the important word there obviously is thank, right?
Yes.
To be thankful. Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so here in the Word Wealth from my Bible, the Hebrew word for thank is yada. And that means to revere or worship with extended hands, to praise, give thanks, acknowledge, declare the merits of someone, And yada is an important word for praise or thanks and occurs more than 100 times in the Old Testament.
Wow.
More than half of these in the book of Psalms. The origin of this verb is the noun yad, which means hand, which developed into the verb yada, suggesting outstretched hands as a means of worship and thanks.
Yeah.
Two important related words are Yehuda and Toda. Yehuda, was so named when his mother declared, "Now will I praise or thank the Lord," from Genesis chapter 29, verse 35. And the word Toda means thanks. And so when you're thankful to the Lord, the pictogram associated with the Hebrew letters for that is your hands extended like upward giving thanks. So you so you raise both your hands up and it's ta-da.
Yes. Ta-da.
Right? Ta-da means I'm thankful, and ta-da rabba means I'm very thankful.
Oh.
And so if you were to lift your hands today, lift your hands up into the air and say ta-da rabba, that would mean you are greatly thankful.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what also is wonderful here in the verses that you just read was verse 25. And that verse reads, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods," small
yes.
g. And that's a fantastic verse right there. And is, you can also find that same verse in Psalm 145, verse 3. And that particular verse was what got you and I through our catastrophic event last winter.
Oh boy.
Right before Christmas.
Yes.
Where we lost all water, all power, everything froze, everything split. It was an utter catastrophe at our place. And I mean, it was so astounding how horrible it was. And so you and I just sat down and we read through Psalm 140 to 150 in order to decide that in that terrible situation where we were basically thrown to the wolves. I mean, you could say that.
Oh, yeah, it was a meat grinder.
Yes.
Yep.
And so we sat, the first thing we did was we decided to sit down and read those Psalms. And boy, I'll tell you what, by the time we were done with that, this particular verse stood out. And this is the verse that got us through that entire trial. And that was, "The Lord is great and greatly to be praised."
And we repeated that throughout.
That's
over
right.
The following days we dealt with.
That's
yeah.
right. Every time we thought that we might complain, we said that instead.
Right.
Intentionally. We purposely set our minds on thankfulness and praising God.
That's right.
And it made it doable. That changed that horrible, unbelievable situation into something that we were able to get through and
yes.
overcame. And it was that mentality that saved us.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's awesome. I absolutely love it when I see that. "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised."
That's just great. You know, it reminds me of I'm reminded of a meme that shows a veteran with no legs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a motivational speaker talking about, you know, conquering and overcoming difficulty in life. And one of the things that he had said, that somebody had come up to him and said, "With no legs, how is it that you can go day by day with the attitude that you have?" And he said, his response is, "How can you, with both of your legs, go through life with the attitude you have?"
No kidding.
You know, so
yep.
There is thankfulness to be found in, you know, any of our circumstances.
Yep.
So if you think you don't have something to be thankful for, you don't have to look very hard, really. You don't
That's
have
right.
to look very far to find there. We all have things that we can give thanks to the Lord for.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And to prioritize your thankfulness start first with God.
Right.
Be thankful for him and his word and for his character and the fact that he is merciful. He is love. He's compassion. He is he's just.
Yes.
You know, there's so, every attribute of the Lord is something to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, be thankful for your spouse. Be thankful for your children. Be thankful for everyone in your family.
Be thankful you have two arms, two legs, two hands.
That's right.
You know, the roof over your head, the people in your life that care for you, love you. And, well, there's just a lot to be thankful for.
That's seriously, once you start being thankful, you almost can't stop. Because if you think of everything that you truly are thankful, I mean, it could be right down to the socks you're wearing, where you put on your favorite socks today, you
know? The country you were born in.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it could go on forever and ever. And trust me, by the time you're done giving thanks, you feel so uplifted and
yes.
So wonderful.
Yep.
And what's very interesting about that as well is something that the Bible calls the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of a fascinating concept, considering we don't really think of being thankful and giving thanks to the Lord as being some sort of sacrifice.
Right.
Like it's no trouble to be thankful, let alone be considered a sacrifice.
Yes.
To be thankful and be giving thanks. But that also occurs in Psalm 116. And so I'll read part of that describes the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Good.
And starting from verse 7 of Psalm 116, it reads, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord."
Hmm.
And that's it.
Yes.
But that's a wonderful concept and something that I believe the Lord honors, especially if he considers it a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Right.
And there's one other place where the sacrifice of thanksgiving is looked at as a Sabbath rest.
Yes.
Where you rest from all of your wickedness, right? Where it says take a Sabbath from your wickedness and give thanks. And so that's kind of an interesting concept as well, that a Sabbath where you actually are required to do something, right?
Right.
That's like the only example of a Sabbath where you're required to do something.
Yes.
Right? Instead of rest. And so it's you're taking a break from being wicked for a change, apparently.
Right.
in order to give thanks.
Maybe for some people that's just a good start.
No kidding.
Right. Wow.
Well, and so then the word of the day. Now this is a random turning. And considering that this is the random turning, this is not necessarily positive for the enemy. This would be considered a positive for us.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not necessarily a positive for the enemy.
I'll take it.
And so, yeah, exactly. Well, so the word of the day for Thanksgiving Thursday comes to us from Amos chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, which reads, "Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, 'Bring wine, let us drink.' The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, 'Behold, the day shall come upon you when he will take you away with fish hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. You will go out through broken walls, each one straight ahead of her, and you will be cast into Harmon, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and announce the freewill offerings. For this you love, you children of Israel, says the Lord God." And that's it. And so this is an interesting contrast to the people where he's saying, offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, that the people that are on the wrong side of things, they're giving a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the wrong things.
That's right. Yeah.
And so these people, these women, these complacent women are something that he calls cows of Bashan.
Wow. Calls them cows.
Cows. Yeah. And so the Bible notes on this is very interesting as well. And it says here that under that verse in verse 5 where it says, offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, it says, "This you love. The people loved the form and ritual, but this is not what God wanted." And so here they are offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the ritual. Instead of being close to the Lord in their heart, they're just happy to be doing this process.
Right.
Right. And so that's interesting as well. It says for verse four, it says, "The customary priestly invitation is turned to sarcasm and irony by Amos as he calls the people to come and transgress. Similar irony is used by Jeremiah, for Gilgal was an ancient shrine connected with Joshua and Saul, and sacrifices every morning according to Exodus 29:38-39, a lamb was to be offered every morning and evening. If this is a peace offering, the worshiper would do it only once a year, or at most 3 times a year. Thus, Amos is continuing his irony. And in reference to tithes, it says, usually considered to be a tenth of the yield of the land, and speaks of paying tithes every 3 years. Amos may be using hyperbole by making it every 3 days, but sometimes the Hebrew word for days stands for years as well.
Right.
And so it's just an interesting thing that this cows of Bashan and the Bible notes on that say that the wives of the principal men of Samaria are likened to the cows raised in the verdant pastures of Bashan in Transjordan. And the mountain of Samaria refers to the capital city of the northern kingdom that was built by Omri on a hill he purchased from Shemer, according to 1 Kings 16:24. And so oppressing the poor, which apparently these wealthy women, these wealthy complacent women do, they oppress the poor. The same charge of ruthless exploitation of the poor is brought against the women. Their desire for more wealth and luxury spurs their husbands to do more wicked deeds. And so, boy, that's quite a thing. So this contrast of the sacrifice of thanksgiving basically is the Lord describing what to be thankful for and what not to do and be thankful for.
And addresses the heart issue too. You know, they loved the ritual of
right.
it. They loved the traditional.
Right, the pomp and
right, going through the motions.
Yep.
Right. And you know, and we need to kind of do some introspection here, you know, as a church, because a lot of times we love the routine. We love the choreographed, you know,
pattern.
Yeah. Yep. You show up, you greet everybody, you go get your donuts, you go get your coffee, you make small talk, you sit down, you do praise and worship, stand, sit, and then you listen to a sermon for 30 minutes and then you're out of there. And then you're off to your routine. But you love the routine of meeting everybody, finding your place. And you know, I've seen this testimony with Catholics or Muslims, in fact, who become Christians, who say that they had a hard time pulling away from the routine that they loved, going to the mosque.
Right, right.
And there's this almost kind of ritualistic activity involved, but no closeness to God. And Catholics have said the same thing.
Right.
It's all very ritualistic. That's not founded in the Bible. It's things that the church established. This is what we're going to do. And over time, it's grown into this production of actions
of
and traditions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but there's no relationship with the Lord. And even many Christians, or I should say Catholics, who have said that they didn't leave the Catholic Church or, you know, have a personal relationship with Christ because they loved the routine so
yep,
much.
Right.
They loved the rituals of it, the environment, the all of that. And so that's a hard thing to overcome for some people.
Well, that's a good cautionary statement to make, that remember what the point is.
Right.
Is to be thankful to God.
Yes.
And share your thanks openly with him and develop that closeness through thankfulness and praise.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, good one. On this thankful Thanksgiving day, you guys all noticed no break. We just wanted to go all the way through and talk about things that we're thankful for. We do have some things we're going to be hitting on tomorrow. More things we can be thankful for. Geert Wilders over there in the Netherlands took that election right on the heels of
Argentina.
Woo-hoo. That one. So the globalists are not very happy right now. Things are not going the way they want. But the populists are standing up and saying we love our country and we don't want this globalist agenda.
Hooray.
So, yep. All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there and be thankful. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a blessed and thankful Thanksgiving Thursday.